From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Oil giant BP has begun placing a cap over the blown-out well in the Gulf of Mexico. Live video footage is showing the cap being positioned over a pipe that was cut using giant shears today. What we're still unknown is whether the containment device will actually be able to accomplish its main goal, diverting at least some of the oil that has been pouring from the wrecked well to the surface. President Obama, for the third time since the Gulf Coast oil rig accident took place, is planning to pay a visit to the region tomorrow. The White House says Mr. Obama will travel to the Gulf, where he will look at the latest efforts to battle the nation's biggest ever oil spill. BP, meanwhile, has already spent more than $1 billion on cleanup and containment efforts as a result of the spill. NPR's Scott Horsley reports now the company is getting another bill, this one from the federal government.
The Obama administration has said from the beginning that BP, not the taxpayers, would bear the cost of the oil spill cleanup. The government's now begun to tally that cost. White House spokesman Robert Gibbs says the government sent BP an initial bill for $69 million.
For expenditures in response, for DOD expenditures in moving assets to the region, for a whole host of things that BP will be paying the taxpayers for.
A federal law passed after the Exxon Valdez spill authorizes the government to seek reimbursement from any oil company responsible for a spill. The administration stresses the $69 million figure is only the beginning. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
Orders to factories in the U.S. rose 1.2% in April. Danielle Carson reports while factory production is up, economists say it won't last unless the job market gets stronger.
Manufacturing has been one of the star performers during the economic recovery. Almost all the measures of activity in this sector went up in April. Shipments, orders for durable goods like capital equipment, inventories, and employment. But Zach Pandel, an economist with Nomura Securities, puts the report in perspective.
Manufacturing activity is still down quite a bit from where we were before the recession began, about 13% below the peak levels for new orders. So still have a long way to climb to get back to pre-recession levels, but clearly moving in the right direction now.
The concern, however, is that factory production could slip in the coming months unless the jobs picture starts improving. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson.
Labor Department reports the weekly unemployment claims fell by 10,000 to 453,000. Mark Zandi's chief economist at Moody's Analytics, he says a slightly lower number would be better, but he says the employment figures appear to be trending in the right direction.
Booming productivity. I mean, one of the reasons why we saw such a collapse in the job market in the recession was that businesses found ways to juice up productivity gains. I mean, over the past year, the productivity growth has been about as strong as it's ever been.
More closely watched unemployment numbers for May are due out tomorrow. Wall Street treaded cautiously, meanwhile, ahead of the jobs numbers. The Dow was up 5 points today. The Nasdaq gained 21 points. You're listening to NPR. The nation's airlines did a better job of getting passengers to and from their destinations in April. The Transportation Department reports the on-time rate for airlines rose to 85.3%. That's much better than the same month a year ago and also well above March's 80% on-time arrival rate. One big reason for the better-than-expected rates may be the fact new rules that could result in hefty fines for up to $27,500 per passenger for delays of 3 hours or more that took effect at the end of April. Corruption trial of former governor of Illinois has begun. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports Rod Blagojevich and his wife thanked supporters before heading into a federal courthouse in downtown Chicago.
As Rob Blagojevich and his wife, Patty, walked into the Dirksen courthouse, there was a small turning point. Instead of the former governor doing the talking and professing his innocence like he has since his arrest 18 months ago, Patty Blagojevich took over that job, saying that this day is the beginning of a process to correct a terrible injustice to her husband, her family, and the people of Illinois.
My husband as governor did great things for people, and he continued to fight for them always. My husband is an honest man, and I know that he's innocent.
Blagojevich has pleaded not guilty to 24 federal charges, alleging that he tried to use his office for personal gain. Among the first questions federal judge James Zagel is asking potential jurors is whether they could put aside any preconceived notions about the former governor. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.
An emotional moment for umpire Jim Joyce, who took the field today after making a blown call that cost Detroit pitcher Armando Galarraga a perfect game last night. Joyce and Galarraga met at home plate where the pair shook hands. Joyce has admitted to missing a call at first base that would have been the final out in the game. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.